On this episode of Can IT Bro Connected, I'm here with Eric again from the Office 365 team talking about identity solutions in Office 365. Which person are you today?
All of them.
Let's get at it. So identity in a lot of organizations is a hot topic because of the fact that we've now run into a situation where, you know, the first unit of computing is not necessarily a laptop, right? We have phones, we have tablets, you know, we have two tablets in front of us here. How does Office 365 address the needs of securing information to an individual's identity, regardless of what identity solutions put forth thus far, or maybe an identity solution hasn't even been implemented?
Well, I like how you put it, individual and identity. Microsoft's identity solutions are tied around the individual. There's two concepts you really have to decide upon, right? Where you want the person's identity to be stored, who they are, and where you want them to authenticate. And at Microsoft, we have three different options. The first one is what we call a cloud identity. So let's pretend you don't have AD. Most of you probably do, but maybe not all your people in it. We have some customers that say bus drivers or factory workers who may not actually be in your Active Directory.
There's a lot of smaller organizations, mom and pop shops, flower shops, what have you. They have no identity solution in place.
Right. So Office 365 has the link to what we call Azure Active Directory that you can create identities in there and it can authenticate and you can completely run an organization that way if you so choose.
And what's interesting is that the newest offering, client offering that we have in terms of Windows 10 can actually sync directly with Azure Active Directory for that implementation of identity management. You know, a lot of people take it for granted in terms of, I don't need identity management for my small flower shop because the fact there's only the three of us. But who has access to the important data, you know, accounting software, what have you? You know, this is something that they should take in consideration when deploying, you know, solutions on Office 365.
And what happens when that person leaves the company?
Yep.
What happens to that information and who should get that information?
Correct.
All gets tied to that identity and it's very important that you make sure.
Right. So having that implementation of Azure Active Directory is a great first step to safeguard information to ensure that it doesn't fall in the wrong hands.
Absolutely. Now, when we talk about a large of larger organizations, the Azure Active Directory is probably not the number one solution. They already have Active Directory on premises that they probably want to reuse. So there's two real solutions we can do with that. The first one is what we call a synchronized identity. Okay? This is where you've taken something we call AD Connect and synchronized your Active Directory to Azure Active Directory. So now Azure Active Directory knows who's in your Active Directory, but your Active Directory is still in charge.
Now, if I have a large-scale Active Directory deployment, am I synchronizing all my objects into the cloud, or do I have empowerment to say only certain few and have a key identifier?
You have the empowerment to say which ones you want. We usually end up doing by OU or by domain or something like that, but you can selectively sync. We always say be careful when you plan that out, because if you move somebody from one OU to another and the secondary OU wasn't synced, of course, they're going to disappear from Office 365.
Yep.
We also have the ability to now be able to do what we call password synchronization. We don't actually synchronize passwords. We synchronize a hash of the password, and then when somebody tries to authenticate to Azure Active Directory, their password is hashed, and if the two hashes are matched, of course they're allowed.
Now, furthermore, if you have a Windows 10 implementation in your organization, that hash doesn't stay in residual memory. That actually stays in the virtual secure mode capability so that if an attacker tries to attack your machine to gain access to it, they can't because it'll be in a lockbox right on your machine.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the third model in terms of federation of your Active Directory implementation.
So federation identity starts off with the same kind of concept as synchronized identity, where you're going to synchronize your Active Directory to Azure Active Directory, and your Active Directory is going to be in charge of that. The key change is where the authentication happens. In a federated identity, what you're saying is to Office 365, you and Azure Active Directory don't do any kind of authentication whatsoever. You're going to go to this Federation Services product. Microsoft's solution is Active Directory Federation Services, ADFS, but we do support third-party Federation Services. And once you go to that third-party Federation, or ADFS and get authenticated by then you can use Active Directory.
Now you have an implementation where you have a mix of on-premise and in-cloud solutions, and you do want to have that secure access to on-premise solutions. Which of the three would be your suggestion for deployment?
The concept of usually what a lot of customers are moving towards is actually having ADFS and having the synchronized ID in a combined mode, where so you can actually have access to not only on-premises and Office 365, but other software as a solutions products. The third parties are out there, all with one identity.
So for more details on identity solutions made available in Office 365, do check out knitpro.net. We'll have a future post detailing the entire solution on there. Till next time, wave bye-bye at the camera.
Bye-bye.
See you later. On this episode of you like those, eh?
I can use these
and at that time, everything was on premise, right? I think I hit the mic, didn't I?